Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Well, if I needed something else to make me sound even more discombobulated than I usually sound, we're going to try to do this show, at least for the first part of this morning, without any computers.
Which is crazy, because our whole show is done on computers. But Bill is currently looking at a black screen in front of him.
It's a good thing I recognize the music.
Yeah, it's a good thing that we don't need the computer to tell us who's who in the songs.
So here's what I have. Obviously, the microphones work.
Yes, those do work. The buttons on the soundboard, those are working.
So what happens is I can turn the computer on and I can turn the computer off. So I can basically stop and start the music when I need to. But I don't really have, my gauges are gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know, if there's certain songs in my way. I don't know if there's commercials coming up. I'm just kind of guessing.
Yeah, we're kind of just playing it by ear here.
So that's good. What happened? Does anybody know what happened?
Nobody knows. But the thing is like in any other situation when you're having tech problems at work, what's the first thing that the IT guy tells you to do? I know because I'm married to one, so I hear him on calls every day. What's the first thing the IT guy says?
I think I know what you're going to say. You're going to say reboot the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know where to do that.
Right. That's what I was going to say. We don't even know how to do that. There is like no little button to turn this computer off. And not to mention, if we do that, there's a chance the whole radio station might just go silent. So yeah. I'm always afraid to push any buttons.
I don't think the big computer is even in this room, is it?
I don't know.
I mean, we have the little mini desktop computers over here. I that would do me no good to restart those.
Should I call my husband? He does IT. He's not up, but that might be funny to wake him up and see if he can fix it.
Well, IT is on it. I mean, they're trying to figure out like some sort of a temporary solution until.
Mm.
But this is going to be fun today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. If you want to get a live vision of what Bill is looking at this morning at the Q Morning Show on Instagram, he posted a video this morning.
My laptop is working. That's good. So we should have things to talk about.
Well, that's something.
Did Ed Sheeran make any kind of an announcement yesterday? Did you hear?
I don't think so.
That was the first thing that I checked all day. It was supposed to be 2 days ago, and then I heard it was supposed to be yesterday, and now it's Thursday, and we have not heard any announcement from Ed Sheeran, and I'm already saying way too much more than what I'm supposed to be saying.
Yeah, I think you're probably saying too much already. I don't think I've seen much more news aside from the fact that he put out a new album on Friday.
I thought that I might have missed it.
Mm.
And what makes me think that I missed it is this computer is not working, which makes absolutely no sense.
Because
that's not where the information would be coming from.
But it just makes for a discombobulated day.
Yeah, it's going to be like that. So I know that I have to get into commercials right here. So we're going to break and we're going to come back And we've got good vibes this morning. We have Hash It Out a little bit later on this morning at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I don't know if you listen late in the show when we do Alyssa's College of Knowledge, but it's a trivia challenge that we do at 7:55 and 8:55 every morning. And Alyssa has not lost since August 21st. So that's 4 weeks exactly. Today we're celebrating the four-week anniversary.
Is this my longest streak?
I think so.
I feel like it might be.
There's no way that you would have gone this long without anybody noticing.
Yeah, or without anybody else winning.
So Alyssa goes head-to-head with somebody else at 7:55 this morning. All right, let's get into some commercials here. So we'll come back and we'll get all this figured out. That's next on Q104. All right, that wasn't right. All right. Sorry. All right. We're back next on Q104.
LeBron James.
All right.
You're so close.
Wasn't it yet? All right. We're coming right back on Q104.
Nope. Where is that button?
It's got to be. I mean, the commercials have to be here.
Somewhere. But where is the question?
You, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
That lady again. Where'd she come from?
Oh, this isn't it either.
Are you just going through all the hotkeys?
I'm just trying to get us launched into commercials here. I'm going to get it right.
Where are they?
All right, here we go. It's Q104. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So these are the things that older people do with their phones that make the younger generation cringe. How many things on this list do you think that I do? All of them?
I don't know. You definitely got a couple.
Here's the first thing on the list. Cold calling.
You don't do that, thankfully.
I don't do that. I don't want to call anybody anytime.
I do hate calling, though.
It's always a text. You know what I used to do? When FaceTime came out like 10, 15 years ago, I used to FaceTime everybody.
Oh, no. That's worse than a cold call. I get actually like angry when people cold FaceTime me.
It was great. And people would pick up the phone and automatically the first response was always, why are you FaceTiming me?
Exactly. Like, why? Why do you need to see my face?
It's funny.
It's like showing up at somebody's house unannounced.
I enjoy it. Sending long texts. The young people don't like it.
No, you don't really do that either. But
I don't think that I do, but I have on occasion. And what I don't like is multiple texts.
Oh, you don't like wave texting.
I don't like people like send me a couple like a sentence by sentence text.
It's called wave texting.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Where my
when
phone
you
is
send
like,
in waves.
My phone is like beep, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I do that sometimes. I used to be way worse about it when I was in like college. I try to not do it as much now, but I used to be terrible with that.
I used to work with a guy who would, he would text me from his iPad. So he was using a keyboard.
Oh, okay.
To text. And so anytime that he would just have a thought, it would be hit enter,
yeah.
hit enter. So it was just like constantly texting me. No. Yeah. So I try to keep it. The information at a minimum, I'll try to keep the text short, but I also do try to keep it in one text because I don't like the double, triple texting.
Yeah, if I have more than one thought to say, I'll put like a space in between and like I'll space it out. I'll do paragraphs rather than send multiple texts.
So these are things older people do with their phones that the younger generation does not care for. Not locking the phone screen.
Oh, I've not noticed that you do this, but my mom does this and it drives me insane.
So what can happen is, pocket dials, you know, the butt dials
right.
from their parents. Why don't you like it when your mom doesn't lock her phone?
It just annoys me. It's not even a butt dial thing. Like we'll be sitting at lunch and she'll have her phone on the table unlocked and it never auto locks.
Okay.
It just drives me crazy.
I was going to say the same thing because I don't know how to lock my phone. It just turns off. It just locks itself.
Are you serious?
I'm sure.
It's the side button over here.
Oh.
Okay. That is so concerned. How long have you had an iPhone?
I don't know. I've had this one for a couple years.
Okay. Well, the button hasn't really changed from generation to generation.
Look at that. I just locked my phone.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't know you could do that.
I am concerned, but continue.
Last thing on this list. Unknowingly turning on the flashlight.
Mm.
I don't know if maybe I've done that once or twice.
I don't think you've done that, but I think we're all guilty of this. I don't think there's an age bracket for it. I do that all the time.
But the quote in this story is from a barista.
Oh, somebody just shining their flashlight in their face.
The quote is, boomers out in the wild don't seem to know it's happening, but they're shining it in the eyes of service workers while ordering coffee. Can I add something to this list?
Sure.
How about when you're in your clock settings on your phone and you leave your stopwatch running for...
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that, but I could see how that would be an older person thing.
I've done that because I use the stopwatch a lot because I coach Drew's soccer team. Sometimes I need to time something out. Mm. And so I'll use the stopwatch, but then forget that I use the stopwatch. And then I'll check my phone and I'm like at 30,000 hours.
I would like to add one to this list also, if I can.
Please.
When older people hold their phone like a foot and a half away from their face with one hand... And then, like, they put on their readers, their glasses, and it's just, like, the one finger tapping to do things.
You can get out right now. You can go leave.
Yeah, you do that one. That's one that you pull all the time.
You just, that was an attack on me.
I described you to a T.
Hash it out coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. The Q Morning Show. We are going to hash it out this morning. We have a married couple. Now, as I understand, you guys are a happily married couple. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's not what we're coming to talk about today.
It is not a problem in their relationship, but it is a problem that the two of them are dealing with. Tiffany and Steven. So Steven's here, and Steven is going to give his side, his take, in just a second. But first, we talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you disagreeing with your husband about?
The only thing we tend to disagree on, it's about our daughter. She's a freshman at Miami of Ohio, and obviously she's away from home for the first time. And we knew, and I'm sure she also knew, that there would be an adjustment period. So now that we've had that adjustment period, I'm starting to think that she's in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why do you say that? Yeah.
Well, she's been very homesick since we moved her in down there. She calls me and texts me every single day. She's been home every weekend since she went down, every single weekend. And it's been a month. And she says she doesn't like her classes or her professors. And to be honest, I can't even be sure she's even going to classes anymore. So... She thinks that maybe she made the wrong decision and now she wants to come home. And to be honest, I think I want to let her do it. Like she's not a flaky kind of person. She's never been that way. She's had wonderful grades throughout high school.
Yeah.
And even won a scholarship based on her or her records. So she has scholarship for two semesters. But let's face it, a bad fit's a bad fit, and I'm willing to let her make this decision and drop out of school if that's what she needs to do.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, I think this is kind of common.
Yeah.
Isn't it? A friend of mine is going through something similar right now.
I remember that freshman year, like those first couple of weeks, they're the hardest. It's like it's your first time being away from home.
And coming home every weekend, what is the drive like from here to Miami of Ohio?
That's like 3.5. Oh, or I don't know.
She must really be homesick.
Yeah, I mean that's a drive.
Okay. Any more follow up questions for Tiffany?
No.
All right. Well, I think that Tiffany's husband, Steven, sees things differently. Steven, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you view what's going on with your daughter right now?
My daughter is normally a very smart, independent person, but right now she's just not thinking right. Okay. She's not thinking practically. She's thinking only using her emotions. Mm. And besides, she is not coming home every weekend to see us. Okay, she's coming home to see her boyfriend, who's at the University of Akron.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she, of course. I mean, she misses him, but we knew that that might happen.
But, yeah, you know, remember before she said she didn't mind doing a long-distance relationship? And it wasn't that far apart being at Miami. And she said it was the best place for her to be. And she hasn't even given it a chance.
It's been a month, Stephen.
A month isn't even long enough. A month. She needs to give it at least the semester. And if not, probably the whole year. Why not till spring? I mean, she's absolutely ruining this opportunity. It's a golden opportunity to get two free semesters of school. And she's throwing it away over some guy.
Well, this is not some guy to her. Okay, she's an adult. We need to be less controlling, especially when it comes to this decision. It's her decision to make. It's not ours.
No, I don't know. I think it's a bad decision. It's the wrong decision, and we're her parents, and we have to make her see that it is the wrong decision.
All right, Tiffany and Stephen, we have to stop you right there. You know, there's homesick for the right reasons. So you would say, Stephen, she's not homesick. She just misses her boyfriend.
Yes, she does miss her boyfriend. Maybe she's a little homesick, but she's got to work through it.
Okay, yeah. See, that's an added layer to this. So when she comes home, is she staying with you guys? Or, like, is she just going straight down to Akron for the weekend?
She'll usually come home for, like, dinner and laundry.
Last question I have. What would be the financial impact for this? Like, for starting a semester at a college and then dropping out?
Oh, there's no financial. She's on a scholarship, so... She's not losing. It's not like she's losing out any money. She'll lose her scholarship, but she didn't pay.
Okay, 216-474-0104. I'm not saying I agree with Stephen. I think that I think we need to take some calls here and hash this out. Tiffany and Stephen have a daughter, a freshman at Miami of Ohio. It's been a month that she's been on campus. She says, I don't want to be here. I want to come home. She has a boyfriend at the University of Akron. Does she want to transfer to the University of Akron, or are we not talking about that yet?
We've talked about it, either that or Tri-C, you know.
Okay. If this was your daughter, how would you handle this situation? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Show. Alyssa loving the 7:30 banger this morning.
I am. This is a good throwback.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Hash It Out is happening right now. We were talking with Tiffany and Steven. They have a daughter, a freshman, away from home for the first time at Miami of Ohio. And I think they've been there for like a month, something like that. Classes have started. This girl is really, really homesick. And has been coming home every single weekend. However, Steven is quick to point out that she's not spending a whole lot of time with mom and dad. She's apparently missing her boyfriend who is going to the University of Akron.
Yeah. So she's coming home, making a quick pit stop at home, doing laundry, eating dinner, and then going down to Akron.
So this girl says she's miserable and she's made a mistake. She didn't really want to come here. She wants to drop out, come home, and then figure it out.
But she has a scholarship at Miami of Ohio, and Steven wants her to at least stick it out for the semester, if not the year.
Jen in Sheffield Lake, whose side are you on here, mom or dad's?
I'm going to go with dad. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So my son, same thing, freshman. He went to BG, about an hour and 45-minute drive from us. And he started coming home every weekend. He didn't have a girlfriend or anything like that. But he had a lot of friends and they didn't go to the same school and he was homesick. And one of the things they told us, I don't know what kind of program Miami had, like when, like she went in, but they actually separated the parents with the students and said, listen, it is so common for these kids to become so homesick, especially if they've never been away from home. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a mama's boy or anything like that. He's very independent, very smart, but they do get sad. I understand she has a boyfriend and that's probably, you know, a lot to do with it too, but their friends, like their whole world is changed. And what they said was you need to get involved in things at school. Stop coming home. Do not allow them to come home anymore and force them into almost like getting a life there. And I'll tell you, he blossomed. He did so well. He joined clubs and groups and made friends and sort of got a little crazy there for a little bit.
He joined too many things.
Yeah, he made his social life was booming.
And you know, the sad thing is too, that was like the peak of COVID. So it really got really hard for them, obviously, in school.
But if he can do that during COVID, I mean, we can make that work in 2025.
All right. Good stuff there, Jen.
I think that's fantastic advice. Getting involved on campus, even an on-campus job, you'll make so many friends.
It's a great, great idea right there. I think Kelly in North Olmsted, though, has the opposite view. Is that right, Kelly?
That is correct.
Please share your opinion.
Okay, so I was in the same situation. I had a scholarship to Worcester for running, and I had a boyfriend from high school, and I thought that I was ready and that I could do it, and I went. Mm-hmm. I left on a weekend. I came home that Wednesday. I went back that weekend, and by the following Saturday, I was home. And let me explain. I really thought that it was for me. I thought this is what I could do. And, you know, we had been dating, and it wasn't just about that. I also feel that I just wasn't ready, and the school just wasn't a fit for me. Mm-hmm. I really thought that the running would keep me there and keep me going with the team and all, and it didn't. And the best part is I had many, many conversations during what I'll call 10 days with my parents, and they were very supportive. I did come home. And I ended up going to Bryan and Stratton, but my goal was to always finish college. And so I went to Cleveland State and finished. And I now have been married for 39 years with two kids.
To that guy.
So for me, it worked. And I just knew that this was it for me, that I made the right decision. you know, and it just worked out for me. And my parents even said that I made the right decision, and they even thought it wasn't going to work, but they had to let me go. I had to figure it out on my own.
All right. Well, two opposite viewpoints there. And obviously everybody's going to be different.
Yeah. But both viewpoints, the end story works out.
But what's right for one person may not necessarily be right for another person. And that's what Tiffany and Steven have to figure out, what is right for their daughter.
Yeah.
I did not feel this way when I my freshman year at Kent, man, I could not wait to get out of the house.
Really?
And be on my own.
I was very much like this. Not really so much homesick, but I kept coming back to Cleveland. I had a friend that went to Cleveland State. I'd come downtown Cleveland every weekend my freshman year.
Was it because you were homesick, though?
I just missed being in Cleveland. Like, I missed the city. I didn't like being so far down in the sticks of Kent. But then I got a job, I made friends, and then you couldn't get me out of there.
See, that's funny. Maybe it's because I was coming from the opposite environment. I was coming from a small town where I felt like I was suffocating, and going to
a bigger town that was Kent.
Like, Kent was like a huge town. Yeah. It's like, all of a sudden, I'm anonymous, and I really enjoyed that. So, Stephen and Tiffany, please keep us posted on what your daughter decides to do. Okay, Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Let's try this again.
We're going to play coming up. We have tickets for Max McNown Tuesday night at the House of Blues. Alyssa's win streak is exactly 4 weeks long. We need someone to play her again today. Coming up, the Q Morning Show. Kelsey in Lorraine is here. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been 4 weeks exactly since Alyssa has lost this game. I would love it if you would be the one to give her a loss.
I'm going to try my best. Alyssa, you're going down.
Oh, I like the attitude. All right, five questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kelsey, here we go. Question one. The French Quarter can be found in what U.S. city?
New Orleans.
Question two. Her real name is Judith Scheinlin, but we know her better as...
Is she on a 90s television show? Can I skip it? Sorry.
Well, you can skip it. You won't get a point for it, but sure.
Okay, we'll skip it.
All right, question three. The new trailer for the Bruce Springsteen movie dropped the other day. In the movie, Springsteen will be portrayed by Jeremy Allen White, also known as Carmy, on what TV show?
Oh, the cooking show. He's also in Shameless. What is the cooking show called? Hold on. I watched it. It's on Hulu. The Bear.
You worked it out there. All right. Question four. What is the popular phrase used to describe a beautiful or memorable moment that's worth capturing in a photo?
Photogenic?
Final question. In our stratosphere, what is the name of the protective shield around Earth that absorbs ultraviolet rays?
The ozone.
All right, Kelsey. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Kelsey, you did very well. Let me count you up here. 1, 3. I got you down for 3 today.
Biscuits, okay.
3 is not bad. Alyssa, meet Kelsey and Lorraine.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Alyssa.
The magic number here is 3. If Alyssa answers 3 questions correctly, she will tie and avoid the loss. If she gets 4, she wins the game. Question number 1. The French Quarter can be found in what U.S. city?
New Orleans.
Why did you say that with an accent?
I was trying to make it like a New Orleans accent, but I can't do it.
I don't think they talk like that in New Orleans.
I can't do it.
I know you can't.
They have an accent, okay?
Question 2. Her real name is Judith Scheinlin, but we know her better as...
Judge Judy?
It is Judge Judy.
Huh, I didn't know that was her name.
The new trailer for the Bruce Springsteen movie dropped the other day. In the movie, Springsteen will be portrayed by Jeremy Allen White, also known as Carmy, on what TV show?
The Bear.
The Bear is correct. I'm glad everybody knows that.
I don't watch it, but great, I do know that.
Great show. Question four, what is the popular phrase used to describe a beautiful or memorable moment that's worth capturing in a photo?
Instagram worthy?
It's a Kodak moment.
Oh.
It's a Kodak moment. Let me go and get my camera.
That feels like a difference in generations, but that's okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Question five. In our stratosphere, what is the name of the protective shield around Earth that absorbs ultraviolet rays?
Is it the ozone?
It is the ozone. So Alyssa goes 4 for 5 today. She wins again. It will never end. This will never end.
The win streak. The never-ending win streak.
I'm going to go on vacation just so we can end the win streak that way. Take a week off.
Bill is desperate for this thing to be over.
I should have had it today, too. My mother is going to be so disappointed in me about Judge Judy.
Well, I hate to have your mom disappointed in you, Kelsey. Go ahead and tell her that you did win the consolation prize. You have tickets to see Max McNown at the House of Blues on Tuesday night.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Kelsey, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, 90s. 2000s and now, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So, when I say Brad the cat, this is not Alyssa's cat.
No.
This is, whose cat? Who owns Brad?
Her name is Brittany. I don't know her personally.
She's not even a listener of the show.
No.
Alyssa is out there trying to help find Brittany's cat, and Brittany is a complete stranger to Alyssa.
I came across her video the other night on TikTok, and it just like hit me like a brick wall because she was crying and her cat is missing. And she's like, this cat's my whole world. And I'm like, my cats are my whole world. And her adorable orange boy cat, Brad, has been missing for the past couple of days. And we were talking about this. I forget what day it was, but we have an update. Brad has been seen. He has been spotted. He's out there.
So he's in the area.
He is in the area. I've been actually like messaging with Brittany. She's been keeping me updated. She said as of yesterday, he was in between West 60th and West 61st. Now she's on West 62nd, so he's close.
Okay.
He's making his way back. She put out some traps last night and still did not catch him last night, but he's around.
So I am not... A cat. I've never owned a cat. I'm not a cat person. I don't understand. Is it similar to dogs where, because I, when my dogs have gotten out over the years, when Myrtle escapes, when I call Myrtle to come home or to come back, Myrtle will ignore me.
Yeah.
Because Myrtle is making a choice. Mm-hmm. Myrtle is choosing freedom at that point over, over coming back to
me. Over obedience.
What would be... Please explain to me, get inside the head of this cat for me, Alyssa.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm asking you to do. What is the cat thinking? Like, is the cat scared? Is the cat just purposely not coming home? What, because no, they've seen the cat. Why won't the cat come?
I'll be honest. I'm not in Brad's brain, okay? I can't know for sure. But I imagine he's probably just on a bit of a joyride right now. Just maybe, I don't know, just... saying hey to some of the lady cats and going around in all the alleys. I'm not really sure what Brad is doing. All I know is that they really want Brad to come home. And he is okay. And I would say that that's a good thing. It's so hard to get cats to come back. Mm-hmm. Because even in the house, when you call them, they don't listen.
Right.
So I've only had to try to lure a cat once in my life. And I did it with like a trail of treats. And it worked out. But I'm wishing her all the luck in the world. She's been posting video updates, and she posted one yesterday. And here's what Brittany had to say in her video.
So if I don't find him, he's definitely going to find me. Okay, guys? Keep on the lookout, though, and I'll keep everybody updated. Side note, he has officially lived up to his nickname, Bad Brad, more than... anything he has ever done.
Oh, poor Brittany.
Bad Brad. Orange cats are known for being a handful and just getting themselves in trouble. Brad is going to be grounded, I have a feeling, when he gets home.
All right, very good. Keep us updated on the whereabouts of Brad. At least he's been spotted. He's safe. He just needs to come home.
Yeah, hopefully he makes it back by the weekend.
It's the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I'm confused about something right now because I think we're going to have good news and I think we're going to have bad news. But I believe, if I'm correct, the breaking news, this is breaking news, right?
Yeah, this just happened like less than an hour ago.
I've been hinting at this for weeks that I knew that Ed Sheeran would have an announcement. And did it finally come down?
It finally came down.
And it's a tour announcement?
Yes.
Okay. But I think that there's some bad news in here because what I'm looking at, I'm not too happy.
Okay. Let's dig into it here. So do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Well, the good news is that he's going on tour.
Yes.
I'm guessing the bad news is there's no Cleveland date again.
You would be correct.
The last time he went on tour, he went to Pittsburgh and Detroit. And skipped us.
Yeah, he's skipping us again. I don't know what he's got against Cleveland, but he is going to be in Detroit next summer, August 29th, 2026. He's taking over Ford Field. Presale starts actually a week from today, 10 a.m. next Thursday. And we have all the presale details on our Instagram. You can check it out at Q104 Cleveland. If you're interested in those. But weren't you saying something else about some tickets to see him in Detroit?
The good news. This is the
really good news.
Well, this is why when I saw it, I was like, okay, this is good news, but this is probably means that he's not coming to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
The good news, we will have Ed Sheeran tickets for the Detroit show all next week.
Woo!
On the Q Morning Show and all day long on Q104. So Ed Sheeran tickets all next week.
Heck yeah.
So we're getting accustomed to having to travel to go see the big music superstars. It's Q104. Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae, it's Q104. Meredith in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to give some hope to Brittany.
Brittany is the person in Cleveland who has lost her cat. Brad the cat. Alyssa is trying to help Brittany find Brad.
Yeah.
Right. We go on vacation every year, and my cousin, like, he doesn't realize how many cats we have, and he has let Noodle outside, and he was gone for 3 months last year.
Noodle! No!
Yeah. And he's an orange cat, too.
Oh,
and let
no.
me tell you, I feel like he just gets lost.
Okay, so you think that that's what's going on? Like, he kind of just lost his bearings.
Yep, he just gets lost because I'm telling you, he was very excited to be home.
Oh.
He literally slept under my blankets with me the night that he got home.
Oh my!
We almost gave up hope.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's what I was gonna ask
yeah,
you. Like
3 months, that's a really long time.
Yeah, we were super heartbroken. He was my cat. We have three, so, and then two are outside, and so I was like, he's gotta be there. No, he was just lost. I mean, he had to be. He came home.
Did you get another cat during the time that Noodle was missing?
No. Actually, funny story, I picked up a cat. Somebody posted a picture of like an orange tabby that they found, and I was like, oh, I think that's Noodle. Mm-hmm. But we hadn't seen him in 3 months. I brought him home, and my other cats were like, that is not Noodle.
Oh, no. They're like, who is this?
That cat did end up finding his way home. He was microchipped.
Okay.
So.
I was like, did you end up just keeping that one too?
No.
Wait, what movie am I thinking of right now with Ben Stiller? And that's not Jinxie the cat when Ben Stiller spray paints the cat.
Oh, is that Meet the
Meet the Parents.
Is it Meet the Parents?
Or Meet the Parents.
Or Duplex?
Meet the Fockers.
I
one
can't
of those.
Remember.
So, yeah. Thank you, Meredith, for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Keeping the good cat vibes going.
Oh, for sure.
It's Q104. Sabrina, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. You know, when Alyssa and I started planning the show this morning, I did not realize that we would be talking about missing cats for almost 40 minutes.
But here we are.
That's what is happening. Hey, I'm going to go in whatever direction the calls take me in. Tracy in Eastlake, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your missing cat. Is it... Not still well, missing, we, correct?
No, it isn't. This was years ago. I had a black cat, and he loved to sneak out.
Ugh.
And it was Halloween night, and that cat took off, and we could not find it. We spent all of Halloween night hoping it didn't get hit. But we put the kids and I put post signs everywhere, and you know, saying missing cat. If you see it, please call.
Uh-huh.
Long and short of it, that cat showed up a year to the day later.
A whole year.
A whole year. I didn't think it was possible.
And it was a black cat.
It was.
It's perfect. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'd be like, nope.
It was a little strange.
Yeah.
Where was he the whole time? Do you know? Like, did you see him, like, running around
nope.
ever?
Where was... The
I
gates
never,
of hell.
I never saw her.
The gates of hell.
Came,
that's where the cat was.
That's right. The gates of hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Halloween night. I'm sorry, but that's too coincidental for me.
That is pretty coincidental.
It is very, yeah, it is very, very coincidental. We actually had another cat by the time she showed back up.
And now
he
that
took
cat.
Off the, he, I swear to God, he showed up. I mean, he took off the same night that she showed back up. It's weird.
What?
No, that second
I
cat.
I swear to you.
That second
yep.
cat was murdered.
Oh, my God.
No, he's populating the neighborhood with feral cats.
See, yeah, that's what I think Brad is doing right now, is just populating the neighborhood properly.
Well, it just so happened it was the day before he was going to go get fixed.
Oh, my God.
Well, then he definitely knew. He knew what was coming. Why he took off.
Oh, wow. Did you end up finding the other cat?
No, I just know he's around a neighborhood, as
okay.
far as I know. Yeah, I see him once in a while. You know, he's like the stud of the neighborhood, I guess. He doesn't want to come home.
Bill is looking at me like he's still convinced that
I'm not
that cat
so sure
was murdered.
That first cat got rid of the second cat. That's exactly what happened.
I don't right. know.
Thank you, Tracy, for listening to us this morning.
For sure. You guys have a great day.
You
right,
too.
Yeah. Getting right into spooky season, aren't we?
I love it.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The win streak continues. It's been exactly 4 weeks since Alyssa has lost this game. Kayla in Middleburg Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
It has been a long 4 weeks. Here are the rules quickly. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kayla, are you ready?
I am.
Question one, what is Napa Valley best known for producing?
I'm not sure.
Question two, in what city did the Golden Girls reside?
California.
Question three, happy birthday today to Jason Sudeikis. You know him from Saturday Night Live and a bunch of movies, and as the soccer coach from what Apple TV Plus series?
Oh my gosh, I don't even have Apple TV.
You haven't heard anything about this show?
No.
All right, let's move on to question four. Ursa Major is a constellation also known as?
Is that Orion's Belt?
Final question. What is the number 3.14 also known as?
Pi.
All right, Kayla, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Kayla, who do you have with you this morning driving around?
You know, I just dropped my daughter off at school, and her two little sisters are still here in the car.
Oh, very good.
I think they just listened to me fail miserably.
Thank you for having us on, though. We appreciate it.
Did I just hear something about failing miserably?
I think I may have.
Kayla's accurate there, Alyssa. This win streak will continue until tomorrow.
How can you be so sure?
Well, let's go through the questions and find out.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure about this one.
Well, first of all, good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Question one. What is Napa Valley best known for producing?
Wine.
Wine is correct. Question two. In what city did the Golden Girls reside?
Feels like Florida. Tampa?
Tampa. Incorrect. It's Miami.
Wow. It really was Florida, though.
Yes, it was Florida.
Wow.
Question three, happy birthday today to Jason Sudeikis. You know him from Saturday Night Live, a bunch of movies, and as the soccer coach from what Apple TV Plus series?
Oh, my God. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is correct. Ursa Major is a constellation also known as?
The Milky Way?
You look up in the sky and you see Ursa
Major. Oh, the Big Dipper?
The Big Dipper. I probably shouldn't have helped you work that one out.
You shouldn't have.
I should have accepted the Milky Way answer, but it really doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, nope, it doesn't.
Question five. What is the number 3.14, also known as?
3.14159265. That's pi.
She's just showing off now. She got four right. She got five right. I don't know. Alyssa wins again. Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo-hoo! And it keeps on going.
We got to do this again tomorrow.
The streak continues.
Oh my gosh, Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lots of love to your family. And we do have tickets for you to see Max McNown at the House of Blues next week.
Oh, okay. Perfect. My name is Kayla, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.